The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Oh, yes, we know what that means, don't we? That lovely Christmas music, but wait! We still got tech news, believe it or not. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all age, welcome to your Friday installment slash kind of Christmas special edition of The News Show. It is the 20th of December, 2019. We got all the good technology news that's been happening. Good, I say yes. Not great, but good technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. The Christmas season, the time to join together. Maybe that's why Apple, Google, and Amazon can say, oh, I love you, yeah, tis the season, and yeah, they're gonna team up, apparently, to develop an open-source smart home standard. They're doing this so they can guarantee that any supported smart home device that you buy will actually work in your home, regardless of what smartphone or voice assistant you are currently using or want to use. Great news for us customers out there, because let's face it, trying to get a smart home going these days is like, okay, what do I choose? And then once you've chosen it, and spend all the money, you're kind of stuck with it. Now, according to Google, who's kind of taking the lead on this, shall we say, according to them, you'll be able to choose between Google Assistant, obviously, Amazon Alexa, Apple Siri, or even some other platforms. And basically, everything will integrate regardless if it works with Apple's HomeKit or, of course, Google's smart home setup. Now, if you're wondering if this is actually going to happen around the holidays, no way. Maybe this is just to make us all feel good inside, or that's just how they're feeling at the moment. Could be the alcohol. But all indications are pointing that it's going to be probably late next year before we see anything sort of coming together. YouTube Music. How many subscribers we got out there? Yeah, I don't think it's the most popular thing yet. It is gaining, and maybe this will help. Pretty much what they did is they took a peek over at Spotify and said, hey, good idea. What I mean by that is they've actually launched a trio of personalized mixes, something that's pretty much been there on Spotify, Apple Music, and hell, even Pandora since the beginning. Now, these new mixes, which, by the way, are called Discover Mix, New Release Mix, and Your Mix, will help you keep up to date on what's been released and introduce you to a wider range of artists and sounds. Yeah, you know all this. It does what the other services already did. Now, of course, YouTube Music is hoping that these new options will make it a more viable option for customers out there seeking that perfect streaming music service. More than likely, it probably won't be enough. And finally, heck, let's leave it in the Christmas spirit with robots. Yeah, robots. Particularly at Bloomingdale's at 59th Street in New York City. Yeah, if you're passing by Bloomingdale's there, you're probably going to be seeing some robots decorating some window displays, serving coffee to shoppers, yes, you heard that correctly, and hell, even performing some karaoke. What kind of karaoke? Well, we would assume it's Christmas songs, but who knows? Maybe they'll bust out a little Bee Gees now and then. Now, according to Bloomingdale's, it's only going to be at their flagship store, and it's only for the holidays, meaning that once January 2nd comes, it's all going away, and the robots will, yeah, they'll be unemployed. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us, please, at britishtechnews@gmail.com, which, by the way, I'm sure we won't be checking that email until the new year. If you haven't guessed already, this is the last show for 2019 for The News Show. Before we head to Christmas and enter 2020, just want to give a big thank you to all of you who listen each and every day to The News Show. Take the time to download us. It's so much appreciated, and I so much enjoy doing this show for you day in and day out. If it's your first time checking out The News Show, well, come on by our official website. That would be the British Tech Network official website where all of our wonderful podcasts live. This show, The Mac Show, The Big Show, and so many others. You can find it at britishtechnetwork.com. And speaking of britishtechnetwork.com, gotta give a big thank you and a Merry Christmas to our fine folks over there at TSO Host. It's wonderful having them on board with the British Tech Network this year, and we're looking forward to having them on board with us next year as well. Of course, you can still find the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And even though it may be a little quiet around the Christmas time and the holidays, we'd still love you to come by our BTN community at our Slack room. Drop in today at britishtech.slack.com. Now, yes, just like I was saying, this is our last show for 2019. I hope all of you have a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful New Year. Let's make the New Year the best year ever, shall we? Yeah. We'll see you back here on January 6, 2020.